So I must be scaring the Freemasons or the witches or the warlocks or the legalists or the Pentecostals or somebody, because somebody sent a fake email to some kind of counseling center and said all these bizarre things, and which they have to be watching my channel because they repeat, and these people will not stop. They study you and repeat what you say to mock you, not only mock you online, and but try to shut you down, shut you up, keep you from speaking. But anyway, I had, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 policemen come up to the house, said, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm okay." "You want to come inside and look around?" "Just got off work. How about yourself?" "Well, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Everything's cool." And then I said, "Let me go check my email." And some counseling people emailed my email. Now, the email that they used was not my email. I found out after I looked at it. But anyway, my point is, somebody must be scared. They must be realizing that I'm going to reach some soul to be saved, you know? But they don't bother me. They don't bother me. I'll be more than happy to let the police department or Yahoo see that I didn't send an email. They can look at my computers, they can look at my phone, whatever. But here's what's happening. They use the wrong phone number. So it was a way long ago phone number. So they're getting narrowed down. I had an investigator told about this 2 years ago, and now they're doing some more investigation. So eventually they might catch this person. People or person. It sounds like a person, but I'm starting to think I know who it is. I think I know who it is. And the sad part is, it's a female doctor who hates God. That's the sad part. It's who I think it is. And if it's not the female doctor, it's the only people who had that old number that I talked to, there was like 3 females that had that number. And that's sad that a woman, a Jezebel, would try to get in the door, and then when you rejected her or you didn't want to date, you were just trying to win her soul, you know, and then they feel rejected, you know. Anyway, my point is, they always ramp it up in the spring too, because they're trying to stress you out. Things ramp up in March, April, May, because they're trying to set up an Illuminati sacrifice in August. And I've said this every year for the last 5 years, and there's no new game. They play the same game. They repeat the same game. So I'll be more than happy to go to the courthouse when they catch this person and testify and put them under the jail, you know? So I'm just telling y'all that you're going to have stress in your life starting now, because they're trying to set up an Illuminati sacrifice for August or September, and that's just the way the system works. It's just a repeat, and so it just continues. It's the same game. I talked to a detective 2 years ago about it, and now there's same things repeating, people, same stuff. The same gossip, the same backbiting, the same lies, the same insanity. And about 2 years ago, they called a treatment center. So I called that treatment center and I said, "Don't y'all know that this is a scam?" And then I called these people. I said, "Don't y'all know that this is a scam?" I forget, there's a name for it. I don't even know what the name is, but there's a name for this. There's a name for this. It's bizarre, like. They will get caught eventually. they will get caught, because if they're doing it to one person, they're doing it to many, you know. And with technology and AI like it is, I'm sure they'll get caught. It's sad. It's really sad.